compose your mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence our puja chanting. Namo Bhinsu Si Jiya Moni Fo. Namo Bhinsu Si Jiya Moni Fo. Namo Bhinsu Si Jiya Moni Fo. Namo Guan Sing Pusa. Namo Guan Sing Pusa. Namo Guan Sing Pusa. Namo Ami Tho Fo. Namo Ami Tho Fo. Namo Ami Tho Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you all can be seated. I think the cake, we have to put it in the fridge, otherwise it will melt by the time we finish our puja. Yeah, thanks, Alicia. Just pass it to the back. Go to the fridge. So we'll keep the cake in the fridge so that by the time we finish, it will not melt. Those who don't have the notes, you can use your WhatsApp. The Bodhisattva vow and all those details, they are in your WhatsApp. You need some more chanting book or what? Oh, the Heart Sutta. Oh, okay. Yeah. All the chanting. Yeah. Yeah. You all can dispute it. Okay. For now, we will use the normal chanting book. Turn to page 1. We will continue with Vandana. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchachara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kansavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Suramiraya majjhapamadatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganda Samba Padipena Dipena Tamadang Sina Tiloka Dipang Sambuddang Pujayami Tamonodang Ganda Samba Rayutena Dopena Hang Sugang Hena Pujaye Pujaniyang Thang Puja Bhajana Muttamang Vanna Ganda Guno Petang Etang Kasuma Santatin Pujayami Monindasa Siripada Sarorohe Pujemi Buddhang Kasumena Nena Punena Tena Cha Ho Tu Mokhang Pupang Milayati Yata Idang Me Kayo Tatayati Vinasabhavang Adivasetu Nobante Paniyang Parikapitang Anukampang Upadaya Patigan Hatumutamang Adivasetu Nobante Pale Parikapitang Anukampang Upadaya Patigan Hatumutamang Adivasetu Nobante Bojanang Parikapitang Anukampang Upadaya Patigan Hatumutamang. Now we will make the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Yeah? We are on page 5 of our chanting book. Understanding the significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of clear water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transferring merits with all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Give your pay respect to Triple Gem. Buddhang pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we can commence with the other chanting. Huh? I think we are going to chant the Great Compassionate Mantra one time, followed by the Heart Sutta one time. Then the other one is the Prajna Paramita. Is it Prajna Paramita? Huh? Dharani, sorry. Sorry. The Dharani. Mahakarana Sutta, Dharani Sutta. Yeah. They are all behind your chanting book. Chanting book, page 19 onward. Yeah. They are all there. Yeah. These three chanting, they are all there. So you don't need the notes, actually. Okay, you all can get ready. I pass you the mic. Come.
Namo Po Sato, Namo Po Jie Mo Fa Te To, Tan Zhi Ta An A Po Ru Si, Lu Jia Di Jia Lu Di, Yi Si Li 摩诃萨菩提萨埵萨婆萨婆摩来摩来摩悉摩悉利多云俱卢俱卢揭摩陀罗陀罗跋涉耶帝摩诃跋涉耶帝陀来陀来帝利尼释迦来耶则来则来摩诃摩来摩帝利依悉依悉舍奈舍奈阿赖僧佛赖舍利跋涉跋僧佛赖舍耶呼噜呼噜摩赖呼噜呼噜悉利娑赖娑赖悉利悉利苏噜苏噜菩提耶菩提耶菩陀耶菩陀耶弥帝利耶那赖谨墀帝利舍利奈婆耶摩奈萨婆诃悉陀耶萨婆诃摩诃悉陀耶萨婆诃悉陀喻伊室盘赖耶萨婆诃那赖谨墀萨婆诃摩赖那赖萨婆诃悉赖僧阿穆揭耶萨婆诃萨婆摩诃阿悉陀耶萨婆诃则吉赖阿悉陀耶萨婆诃波陀摩揭悉陀耶萨婆诃那赖谨墀盘揭赖耶萨婆诃摩婆利僧揭赖耶萨婆诃南摩诃赖耽乃多赖耶耶南摩诃利耶婆卢揭帝释盘赖耶萨婆诃安悉殿多曼陀赖跋陀耶萨婆诃揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃观自在菩萨心生般若波罗蜜多时照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，舍不异空，空不异舍，色即是空，空即是色。受想行识亦复如是，舍利子，是诸法空相不生不灭不灭。 身不见，是故空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味诸法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无明亦无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道无自意，无得意无所得故，菩提萨埵利波若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故无有空怖，远离颠倒梦想究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故的阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故，知般若波罗蜜多十大神咒，十大明咒，十无上咒，十无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
Jayaya Namo Arya Jana Sagara Viro Jana Yuharataya Tathagataya Arahate Sangya Sambuddhaya Namo Sarava Tathagatate Be Sangya Sambuddhebe Namo Arya Avalokite Shoraya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Dayata Kusumeware ilimili citta tejo la apana yesho ha.
One more time.
Namo ratrana ya ya.Sambuddhaya Namo Sarvata Gate Vibhe Arhate Be Sangya Sambuddhe Be Namo Arya Avalokite Suraya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya MahaTeyata Om Daradara Diri Diri Duru Duru Itte Vatte Sale Sale Pasale Pasale Kusuma KusumeSadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, thank you so much for all the recitation and the chanting. This is to develop affinity mainly with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Then the Mahakaruna Dharani Sutta is mainly for compassion. I need to answer a call. Okay, for those who may not be familiar, I need to explain a bit. This three very special chant that we just chant. The first one is the great compassionate mantra, Tapecho. These are all the manifestation of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, 80 plus of this manifestation. All are the name that the form and mind come.During those manifestations, and they combine them into one special great compassionate mantra, and when you chant that, you develop affinity with Kuan Yin's nature, and at the same time, it can give rise to a lot of great compassion to this world, and it can be a great blessing to all. Yeah. And the vibration, the whatever effect can be very, very,powerful, and this is the reason why we will chant this great mantra whenever we need to develop the wholesomeness and the blessing for the world. Then the other one is to develop wisdom, the Heart Sutta, the Prajna Paramita Sutta, Perfection of Wisdom Sutta. So this Heart Sutta is a special sutta created by Kuan Yin Bodhisattva after he developed the enlightenment. And this is a very famous sutta. If you can understand this sutta, you would have progressed tremendously. And this sutta can bring forth the ultimate perfection of wisdom. That's why it's called the Prajna Paramita Sutta, Perfection of Wisdom Sutta. And we call it the Heart Sutta, Sing Ching. Then the last one is Maha Karuna. Karuna is compassion, the great compassion, Dharani Sutta.So this one also invokes a lot of compassion. This one also has its power. So if you have the condition to chant all this, you will develop all this wholesomeness. Then regarding today's Tuesday class, I need to give you a bit of a background. It was, I think, the suggestion of Sister Padmasri. She had this very kind thought, and she told me, Brother Teo, is it our following Tuesday class, that was 1 month plus ago, it's your birthday exactly on the 31st. May come. Exactly on the 31st. So shall we have a special puja offering? At first it's supposed to be a special puja offering. Then suddenly the request come. They say, I think there are some people who want to renew their bodhisattva vow. Can we also make that request and Brother Teo lead us? I say, okay. It's not so much of my birthday. If it coincides with the Tuesday class, means there is condition. Then to hold the bodhisattva vow under such condition is very wholesome and also a very auspicious day. That's why I agree. And these are the conditions behind. And we didn't really make known to anybody. Then suddenly today I thought mostly it will be Tuesday class. Then maybe one or two from outside. Then suddenly the nature realized those who have the condition meant to be, they were all here. So I have to share this so that you all understand. Like I explained just now, even Sister Leslie from Paris also happened to be back. Then she normally go to Thursday class. She never come to Tuesday class. But I told her because of this, you should come, I said. Then she said, okay. So at first I supposed to get her address and arrange for her to come. But then she want to drive herself. Then I didn't know she requested for the address. I think meant to be. Yan Yun Chan, very kind, offered my address. But he missed out the zero. Road 80 become Road 8. So Leslie landed in Road 8. Chao Yang Tessai. So luckily, somehow I sent something. Because after we came back for dinner, it was already 7:30. Then I was upstairs. I on the WhatsApp. Wow, 36 WhatsApp means I have not read a lot of them. Then I went through. I saw the address wrong. PG corrected it. Then Yun Chan confirmed. Yeah, should be Road 80. By then, Leslie already out. The car don't have that phone from Paris with the WhatsApp. So this local phone don't have the detail. So luckily, I make contact with her. And I think it was just in the nick of time. Then she managed to come over to our place and join us today. Yeah? That's why we should rejoice. Then also, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then also, Brother Chia and Sandra from Singapore too. They're supposed to come on the actual lunch, which is 22nd of October, that we have a gathering of Kayamita. Then they choose today, maybe it's meant to be. And he also bought some very nice Mahayana Sutta thing. I think my wife will like it. You all afterwards can have a look. So this is the Sutta, I think. This is Swa Amitho Jing. Then there's another one, Guan Siying Pusa. Then also, oh, this one got two. How come got two? Oh, your Dharma friend, Kayamita in Singapore. Then this is the best. I don't know how to read. Jing Kang Jing and what? Poro, Jing Kang Poro, Poro, Poro Mi Jing. Jing Kang Poro, Poro Mi Jing. Then at the back is Yao Su Fo. So it's a very good sutta, but all in Mandarin. I think my wife will love it. So we'd like to thank your friend and Brother Chia and Sandra for bringing this in. Then one of the friends in Singapore, also Buddhist, according to Brother Chia. I also don't know who she is, but Brother Chia said she introduced her to my website. She find it so impressive, and she was full of faith and joy. Then she asked Brother Chia, how can she make contribution? So Brother Chia, on her behalf brought down this offering. I will pass this to Stephanie. Where's Stephanie? Huh? That's Stephanie down there. Okay, later see me. Huh? This is from the Singapore. I will donate to Kayanamita Fund. Then we should rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So these are the conditions behind our today's gathering. Then I also didn't know they prepared so much thing. At first I thought use Kayanamita Fund to benefit all Kayanamitas. So all your flower, main flower offering, as per the WhatsApp by Pamasuri, you have it, you can read it. He said, all are welcome to participate. All puja items are welcome. Then all Kayanamita will partake in the birthday cake. Then the Angku Kueh, which she specially ordered, I think, for on behalf of Kayanamita. Then all the flowers. Then the fruits for puja. So all this, all Kayanamita get to partake because we use the Kayanamita fund to do it. Then you all also have your individual offering, which is very good. So I really, really rejoice with the wholesomeness. Then now, even May and the husband make it in time before we commence our taking of the vow. So this Bodhisattva vow is optional. If you feel that you are not ready, you don't want to partake, it's up to you, no problem. But if you understand, it is advisable that you take them early so that it can help you develop the condition, the affinity, and the understanding. So if you have the note in front of you, you can take your note out. There are two parts to it. The first part is not important. Then those who have this book, Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, you can also refer to it. It's on page 1 to 2 onwards. Page 1 to 2 onwards. Otherwise, get them the book. Get this book. Get this book and lend them. Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way. We got a lot. You can make use of it first. Those who don't have the notes, you can use that. Otherwise, you open up your WhatsApp. Those who need the book, you raise your hand. My wife will pass to you. Page 122, taking of the Bodhisattva vows. So I will just read to you all. So you should develop the faith. Then compose your mind, silence your mind. Then develop the clear understanding of what this thing is. For those who have taken before, it's good to renew them. Because after that, you're supposed to stabilize the understanding of what this vow is all about. Taking of the Bodhisattva vow, as is traditional, you may seek a Buddhist center or a temple or a shrine and take the Bodhisattva vow in the presence of a teacher. Or if you cannot do so, you can take them at home in front of your sacred shrine. This is for your own understanding. So what you are doing is the first one, means in front of a teacher, which is very meaningful because you can have someone who has the understanding to guide you. It is very different. Otherwise, when you take it on your own, you may not develop clear actual understanding and your faith may not be that strong. So today, like I said, the conditions are there. And it's a very auspicious day because this place, the altar, and the location of this place, together with the collective consciousness energy and the vibration from all the images, together with the nature, then together with affinity with those great beings, it is very different and it's very auspicious. Then the second point that you have to take note is one must make strong aspiration to take this bodhisattva vow with determination and understanding. Every word is very important. With determination and understanding. Sincerely in front of the Buddha or the great Maha Bodhisattva who had gone forth before us. Yeah. So we have actually recited the salutation to them while doing the puja, making all the offering, rejoicing, and partake in all the chanting and the affinity. So now the vow that we are going to renew or make is going to complete the whole of the understanding of this particular bodhisattva vow cultivation. Okay, making a special aspiration to walk the bodhisattva way. So this is the part where we really need to develop the special aspiration to walk this way. Before that, I will read to you this part, which is very important on page 122 of the cultivation of the bodhisattva way. Just now when we recite Namo Bonsu Shijia Moni Pho three times, then Namo Quan Sing Pusa, Namo Amitabha Pho, Namo Mila Pho, Namo Pusyan Pusa, then Namo Pho Pusa, means we are developing great affinity with all these great beings. These are the great Buddhas and Bodhisattva that we have to cultivate a lot of affinity with, because we need their support to walk this path successfully. Like I always said, we need to seek their nature's blessing, protection and guidance. And through this sincere affinity, we will know how to develop the request for their sincere protection, guidance and blessings. The protection is for our form and mind only. And this understanding is very important. Because when we come to this world, we have a physical body and a mind, or the consciousness trapped inside. So combining them together, this is the fine aggregate of form and mind. This form and mind, the so-called segmented life of or the living being in this life, is a human being. This form and mind, or this human being or living being, is very fragile. It can easily be destroyed. And when this vehicle is gone, you cannot cultivate, you cannot perfect yourself, and you cannot do what you want to do anymore. So that's the reason why you need to seek their protection. Means protection from all these great beings, nature. They are all clearly stated inside this bodhisattva vows note. Later on, we will go through them. Okay, so now we will commence our making of the special aspiration to walk this bodhisattva way. Compose your mind, develop the clear understanding. You can kneel in front of the Buddha image. Then you recite after me. Or we recite together to save time. By the power of whatever blessings and wholesomeness that this nature of mine had cultivated from the distant past till now, may it arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mine to have the following right Dhamma understanding, life after life, whenever it choose to come or has to come in the form of a form and mind. First is right view with regards to the law of karma, karma niyama, the law of dependent origination or dwelling, citta niyama, and the four noble truths, dhamma niyama. Secondly is to understand the two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind clearly. We are the direct seeing to realize that they are all conditioned arising entities, causal phenomena, hence impermanent, leading to suffering, not me, non-self, and empty. That is, this so-called living being, the five aggregates of form and mind, is just a karmically conditioned vehicle and tool for us to come to this existential world, to develop the cultivation and experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. So use it with wisdom to arise the right thought, right speeches, right action, to be a blessing to all, and not to be deluded by it. To constantly recite with understanding the following profound dhammas. The following dhamma profoundly. Rūpāṁ anicchaṁ, rūpāṁ anattā, vedanāṁ anicchaṁ, vedanāṁ anattā, saññāṁ anicchaṁ, saññāṁ anattā, Sankara anicchaṁ, Sankara anattā, Viññānaṁ anicchaṁ, Viññānaṁ anattā, Sabbe Sankara anicchaṁ, Sabbe Sankara dukkhaṁ, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. Then number three, having developed the above right views, this nature of mind vows to always keep the following three sets of pure precepts, following the advice of all Sammasambuddha. The first set of pure precepts, to avoid all evil, and to understand clearly what constitutes evil, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then the second pure precept is to cultivate all virtues and blessings leading to the perfection of them all. Then the third set of pure precept is to cultivate wisdom to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. Then the actual taking of the Bodhisattva vow. So this one, you have to develop the strong determination, clear understanding, and the faith. Then sincerely, we shall chant together. Okay, we will commence. Just as all the previous Sugatas, the Buddhas, generated the Bodhi mind of enlightenment, and accomplished all the stages of Bodhisattva training, so too will this nature of mind, for the sake of all beings, generate the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplish all the stages of Bodhisattva training, so that the seed of Bodhi can be strongly planted within our nature. Then this nature of mind further vow with utmost sincerity, faith and perseverance to walk to perfection this Bodhisattva way. We are taking the following initial four basic vows of a Bodhisattva. This nature of mind vows to liberate the countless living beings from samsara and take them all across to the other shore. This nature of mind vows to endure and severe all vexation and sufferings. This nature of mind vows to cultivate and penetrate all dhammas, to realize the perfection of all wisdom. This nature of mind vows to perfect the 10 paramitas or perfections, to realize the unsurpassed Sammasambuddhahood. Then additional vows to break all karmic obstruction to bring about the way. Together we will chant. If by action, speech, or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly, we are ignorant, delusion, and heedlessness, this nature of mind had offended or done anything wrong out of the triple gem, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, this nature of mind would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. Whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mind caused any karmic negativity, misery, suffering, or misled, This nature of mine would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness from them all. May my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all, so that all this karmic obstruction can be amicably resolved or watered down or lessened, thereby enabling this nature of mine to continue with its cultivation to realize the true Dhamma with ease. Then we shall chant the next vow, or repentance, sorry. This nature of mine also vow to repent, and from now onward, vow never to repeat any of these karmic negativities, born of greed, hatred, and delusion. By following the advice of the Buddha, to avoid all evil, do good, and purify my mind, we are striving on with heedfulness to keep the five precepts, and cultivate the Buddha Dhamma diligently, so that it will never violate this law of karma again, whenever it arises. Yeah, you can bow if you want to. Eh? Then the last one is, by the power of whatever wholesomeness or merits that this nature of mind has cultivated since the distant past until now, may arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mind. Karmic obstructions and obstacles amicably, so that this nature of mind will be able to gain back its life, life after life, to walk the path of Dhamma, to fulfill and realize all its bodhisattva vows. You can pay your respect. Then the additional vow is for us to develop further understanding. Then you will involve your additional vow later on also on your own when you understand deeper. As you walk this way longer. Okay, this additional vow is to supplement what we have taken. Initially, I just identify to you a few so that you can develop the understanding. The first additional vow is, this nature of my vow, to be successful in fulfilling all my above vows soon as possible, to cultivate strong affinity with all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and to request their nature's blessings, protection, and guidance always. To strengthen my five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, until they become balas or power, life after life, so that all the above vows can be successfully fulfilled with ease. Then to cultivate ostensibly all virtues, blessings, and merits to help support my cultivation, so that they will shine forth to aid this nature of mine when needed in time of trials, difficulties, and tribulation while walking the bodhisattva vows. Yeah, these additional vows are very important. It will supplement your earlier vow. Then all this is going to develop a lot of great condition for you not to get lost again. Then whenever you come or choose to come or have to come, you will have no more problem. Especially if you look at the second vow, to cultivate strong, the second additional vow, to cultivate strong affinity with all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and to request their nature's blessing, protection, and guidance always. So this one, by now, you already know how to cultivate affinity. By calling upon their name, have faith in them, chant whatever mantra or whatever heart sutta, great compassionate mantra and all these things. This is with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. If you have affinity with Medicine Buddha, Amitabha Buddha, you can go through their vows. Because different people has different affinity. Then Sakyamuni Buddha is the easiest. Sakyamuni Buddha asks you to take refuge with all the triple gem. So when you take refuge with triple gem, you cultivate affinity with all the Buddhas, the enlightened disciple of the Buddhas, and also the Dhamma, the teaching. So all these are very strong and very powerful. Then the third additional vow also very important. we normally only vow for this life, for the five spiritual faculty to be strengthened until they become powers or balas. But this one, I teach you the additional vow is to do it so that life after life you come, you have this five spiritual faculty with you, very, very well established, until they become powers. That's the reason why I came to know why this life, the former mind of mine that come, it has this ability very fast, the five spiritual faculty develop to the extent where it become unshakable. So it come about because of this additional one. Then when you have the spiritual faculty stabilized, become balanced, you can progress very fast. That's why you will be able to fulfill all this vow successfully with ease. Then the fourth one also very important. You not only cultivate for enlightenment, sainthood way, you have to perfect yourself in all aspects. That's why I teach you to put this additional vow. To cultivate extensively all virtue, blessings and merits to help support your cultivation. And this is very important. So forget about how fast you can become enlightened. If you have that, if you are not careful, it can be an obstruction. Because the ego is still there. The craving is still there. But if you understand this, you just have to cultivate extensively all virtue, blessing and merit, means all the wholesomeness. And this will support you, when time of difficulties, tribulation, all these merits, blessing and virtue, they will shine forth to aid your nature, because you can invoke power of merits. When you invoke power of merit for causes and conditions to help you in whatever way, whether to overcome karmic obstruction or whatever, or even to heal your former mind, for you to have the condition to do certain things or to help people, loved ones and all those things. But there must be condition for it to arise. You cannot simply through your own desire or what they call favor try to help. It cannot be done. When you do that, it's not much meaning and not much power. But when it comes with the condition, your nature will know and you will just do. Then that one is very effective, very powerful, because it's either that being in the past has condition and affinity, otherwise this condition cannot arise. And you will know how to invoke power of merit to bless them, to help them. Initially, it's you invoke their own wholesomeness, their own understanding. Then after that, you invoke whatever causes and conditions that can arise, the causes and conditions for them to recover or whatever. And you will know how to use this when you have completed the perfection of Adityana. That is a very important perfection. For me, I did it the reverse. I finished that perfection first, Adityana, making of vows and aspiration. And because of that, my nature know how to use this, and it has helped this nature to a very great extent. Then the 10th perfection, you have to read through yourself. They are generosity or dana parami, then sila parami or moral virtue, then renunciation, nikama. Renunciation here is very powerful. You read the book Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, you will know it's not to just shave your hair and asana. That is just one small aspect of renunciation. You must have renunciation perfected, means you can renounce everything in this universe. That's how you have the wisdom to break all karmic perception and karmic negativity. Means you can overcome and severe all suffering, endure, overcome and severe all perception and suffering. Because when you can renounce every aspect of the phenomenal world, from everything, means you got no attachment. Your nature know clearly this form of mind is not you. Therefore, it cannot hold, it cannot cling. That's why the perfection of renunciation is not just to renounce the world, become a monk, take the precept. No, that is just a small part. To renounce the phenomenal world, to understand that everything is not what you think. Even your form and mind, you cannot cling. None of these are real. So this perfection of renunciation is very important. Then to be a real bodhisattva, you cultivate your virtue and blessing and merits extensively, dana parami will be fulfilled. And if you are sincere, you will keep your virtue, your sila will be unbroken. Then you know how to break all your karmic negativity, your obstruction, everything. Means you have perfected your wisdom and your adhitana. Otherwise you cannot do it. That's why the fourth one is wisdom, adhitana. Then your spiritual zeal will be there because your faith is there. Your spiritual faculty. Then you will be full of understanding. And that understanding will allow you to have equanimity. That's why you can be very patient with all things. The perfection of patience, kanti, is with wisdom, with understanding. You can have the patience to cultivate. By the time you hit the eighth ground, time is no longer an issue because you know you can renounce samsara. Well, all this is not real. The form and mind that come, for how long, no more problem. Because you have connected to your nature and realize this is completely different from the conditioned world. That's why when you renounce samsara, you have great patience. You are no longer worried by the length of time to complete the cultivation. All those are delusion, not what you think. Then truthfulness, because of your understanding, you will never violate this parami or this perfection. You will be very sincere, very truthful, life after life. Then adhitana, I explained before already. If you know how to develop this perfection, you will progress very fast. You can develop the perfection. This is what they call your vows, your aspiration, your resolution. You invoke power of merits, power of truth, power of virtue, and all these things that you have cultivated, they will arise. Then during that time, your love, your metta is automatic from your heart, your nature, it just come out. Because it feels for the living being, your first bodhisattva vow, you will understand all this. Then when you keep your three sets of pure precepts, you will have a lot of love, a lot of metta, a lot of compassion. Then when you have affinity, Kuan Yin's nature, all this Mahakaruna, virtue, great compassion, wisdom, together with loving kindness, they will be part of your nature too. Then with the wisdom, the perfection of equanimity, upekkha will be there. That's why as you cultivate the bodhisattva vow and the way, the 10 perfection will be developed along the way. And by the time you finish the third vow, you would have already almost completed the fourth one. That's why if you read through the 5 stages of bohemian development that I share with you all, by the time you finish the 4th one, renounce samsara to do all the perfection, you will have reached the consummate of Sammasambuddhahood under the 5th stage. So all these are all explained in the book. So now what you need is to read through this book, Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, then constantly develop the understanding and faith. Once you read through, by now you will understand differently and your cultivation will progress differently. And this vow is to make sure from now onward you don't have to worry about life. You will take care of everything, not only this life, life after life, whenever you choose to come or you have to come. All this understanding will be there. Otherwise, that form and mind cannot cultivate, I tell you. Once the sasana not around, the window gone, you are completely lost. Then you fall again. And because during the sasana, you have cultivated a lot of hosana, a lot of parami, then you wait till the next sasana, you got conditioned to be born again. But then, like this life, most of you may not really understand what this is. You may have conditioned to meet the sasana, come across the teaching, but because of your karmic obstruction or karmic offense, you got a lot of problem when you come. Sometimes you can't even get to understand the right teaching, to meet up with the right being who can guide you. Then because of your karmic offense or karmic obstruction, then you guide people wrongly. The friction of it, you get lost in the same way as how you lead people astray. So all this is going to be a problem, not easy for cultivator to resolve even during the sasana. That's why this nature of mind, after going through all this for so long, this life, this nature's duty or purpose of coming is to share with the world this understanding so that it can speed up the cultivation and perfection of all the bodhisattva way, so that from now on beings can find all this understanding because it is recorded, done in the book form. We have the website launch also this year. That's why everything has fallen into place and developed its great condition beautifully. Then even the cover for the book, the transcript for the book, you read through the causes and conditions behind the arising of this book. It's all explained in this book. And this book is very, very important, I can tell you. So do spend some time reading through it. The moment you understand how this book come about and the amount of useful wealth of Dhamma material, useful information for cultivation, you will have a lot of faith, a lot of gratitude. You will thank your own good karma and good blessing and affinity for having the condition to receive this. And this is very, very important. So with this, I will continue a bit on the website, because I was told on that day, the 22nd luncheon day, my speech and sharing was not recorded. So I think I will need to read out some of the website's content so that people understand. How much time do we have? What time is supposed to end? Time up already. Oh, not yet. 9:45. 9:45 only you sing birthday song. Now still got 15 minutes. Okay, I finish all this one. I take extra 10 minutes. Okay. So, like I mentioned in the luncheon, Gathering of Kanamita on the 22nd of October 2017, this year is a fantastic year. We achieve a lot of very, very important milestone of great significance. The first one is, of course, we get to launch our beautiful website. And all this come about by itself through condition. And this website evolved to be so beautiful within such a short span of time because of the clear understanding that we had and the support of Kanamita and the condition for it to come out. And in fact, according to Engby, later on I checked, it's correct. We did it less than 1 month. The whole website came out. And it turned out to be so beautiful until Brother K.L. Lau also was surprised. He also got a shock. And he was so happy when I gave him this book. He wrote me a WhatsApp to thank me, cultivating the Bodhisattva way. He was so grateful that he could be part of this particular launching of the website, and he really helped us a lot. That's why we thank him. So this was the greatest milestone throughout our 13 years of Kanamitaship for me to my nature come out to share. Then the second milestone that we achieved was the condition for this book to come out, cultivating the Bodhisattva way. We managed to do the transcript, get it printed, and launch it. And this book is so important. That's why you all must go through it. And it's given free to you because of Kayamita Fund. And I want Kayamita Fund to be part of this. Because other people, even you have money, you cannot make offering for this book. It's reserved exclusively for Kayamitas. That's why it's to aid your cultivation, develop the parami and all those things to establish extensive virtue, blessing, and parami. Then the third one is we have achieved the condition, the causes and condition for the Bodhisattva way to be firmly established, the teaching to be firmly established. Because as explained in this book also, in the book Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, the condition for it to arise all come about after end of 2014. Suddenly, all the conditions are then Kayamita wrote to me about the Bodhisattva Way. Then I saw the sign. Then I started to allow the condition. Then one by one, the request just come. Then we have 4 or 5 sharing. In fact, 4 main one, 1 short one. Then suddenly, people volunteer to transcribe this. Bodhisattva Vow sharing. Then after I did the transcript editing, I realized it can be compiled into a book, so strange. And all the teaching is there. Then we also have the great condition to go to Taiwan, you remember? Where all the great tradition, and we come back, we get all some of this Sun Yen Fa's book. And also that book on the Bodhisattva Way. His one is a very elementary, very, very preliminary, but good enough because the moment my nature read, I know what that thing is. That's why I can elaborate and explain all this. Then in between, after that, the request for the great Mahayana teaching all came. And my first one was Hui Rong, suddenly requested for Diamond Sutta. Then Miss Lee requested also Diamond Sutta. I say cannot, 2 place safe teaching. Then he changed to Platform Sutta. That's why all this just fall into place. Then earlier on, we already covered the Heart Sutta, developed the transcript too. So the initial essential Dhamma teaching, they are all there. So this is the follow up, the higher teaching, the Bodhisattva Way, the Mahayana teaching, especially Huineng's teaching, the 6 patriarch, and our spiritual trip is just in time. It so happened, then that teaching meshed with Diamond Sutta, complete mesh. The great teaching of no thought, no mark, then no dwelling, wu nian, wu xiang, wu zhu. So all this, we will have great memories because they are all being recorded, photos, album, videos, everything. So this is a great year of great milestone. Then I want to read to you a bit about the website, about the Kayamita ship, how Brother Theo's Kayamita come about. So Brother Theo's Kayamita was established by me in the year 2004 when I officially accepted Sister Yun Chan's request for me to come out to share my rather special and unique Dhamma understanding with the world, with 3 simple conditions as follows. First condition, call it a sincere Dhamma sharing or discussion and not a one-way traffic talk so that there is genuine learning and no authority is involved. Second condition is no right and no wrong, so as to avoid unnecessary argument and misunderstanding via mutual respect for each other's cultivation during the Dhamma sharing or discussion session. Third condition is to have an open mind to listen attentively and to take and make use of whatever that is useful and beneficial to progress along the path of Dhamma. Then, Brother Theo's Kayamita is an informal gathering of Kayamitas consisting of Dhamma friends, spiritual friends, and noble friends who share the same noble vision of walking the path of Dhamma sincerely. with great faith to realize their highest human potential or ideal. We are understanding the noble teaching of Sakyamuni Buddha, which is basically wisdom, love and virtue, so that they can be a blessing to all of humanity and the world. Such understanding can be of great benefit for us all to develop the understanding of life so that we, Kayamita, can have the ability to cope with the great intricacy and challenges of life that are much needed nowadays, especially so in our today's modern society where everything is moving at such a fast pace and life can be rather stressful, hectic and demanding and at times highly competitive, provocative and similarly harsh. Human suffering are very real and it is happening almost everywhere, even to our youngster nowadays. Over the past decade, since 2004, a rather beautiful and very effective Dharma sharing and spiritual activity, we Kayamitas have managed to successfully develop a great wealth of Dharma information and resources. A repository of very penetrative and insightful Dhamma material that can be a source of great help and blessing to all those who wants to develop a clear understanding of the noble teaching of Sakyamuni Buddha. It is Brother Theo's sincere intention that this great wealth of Dhamma material or information and resource can be made available to a wider audience and also to all Kayanamitas and those who have the affinity and interest to receive them. This is the main intent of us establishing this Brother Theo's Kayamita website with the domain name brothertheo.com. Okay, then I will skip the bio data. You will have to go in and read yourself. Yeah? It's all in the website. You just Google brothertheo.com, yeah? Small letter, it will come up. Then the objective and vision of this website is as follow. To have a website for easy access to all the wealth or rather important Dhamma information and resource that we have developed since 2004 so that it can be made available free of charge to all Kayamitas and those who have the affinity and condition to receive them, also to a wider audience. Then second point is, it is hoped that this wealth of Dhamma information and material can be a source of very penetrative and rather insightful Dhamma guidelines needed for cultivators, spiritual practitioners and Dhamma friends to develop the clear understanding and cultivation of the Buddha Dhamma to realize his noble teaching. But to build up a very strong Kayanamita grouping that has the Dhamma so that they can be an effective spiritual force of great virtue and wisdom to be a blessing to all of humanity. Fourth, to implement the above beautiful vision so that it can be become a living reality, so that each and every of our Kayamita can be a truly transformed Buddhist, a Buddhist that has the Dhamma understanding and unshakable faith in the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, to walk the path of Dhamma with great sincerity and diligence. Lastly, is to have more noble friends among our Kayanamitas that can give guidance and be a blessing to all. Then the original intent and concept of Kayanamitaship. Kayanamita means Dhamma or spiritual or noble friends who walk the path of Dhamma with great sincerity and faith to realize the noble teaching of the Buddha. This friendship is very unique because it is based on sincerity, love and compassion, and our Kayamitas are very supportive of each other and they are there to counsel, motivate, guide and encourage each other to walk the path of Dhamma diligently. There are basically two types of Dhamma friends or Kayamitas. Dhamma friend that has realized the Dhamma, they are called noble friends. Dhamma friend who are still on the path of cultivation to realize the noble teaching. Both types are termed Dhamma practitioner or cultivators of the Dhamma. Cultivators means you are on different stages of cultivation. Some of them can be new, some can be already quite experienced, and some may have already realized the Dhamma. Nevertheless, they are all Kayamitas. The Buddha's way of introducing this concept of Kayamitaship is very unique. The Buddha said to Ananda, noble friendship or Kayanamitaship is the entire or 100% of the holy life, and he himself is the noble friend par excellence. Hence he told Venerable Ananda, it is owing to my being a par excellent noble friend to them that living beings subject to birth and death are free from birth and death. His mission is to share this noble truth, which is the essence of his teaching, with all living beings that can understand and receive them. The main purpose is to do away with all the division that has happened within the Buddhist community. When the focus is not there, then they will divide. The purpose and intent of this concept of Kayamitashi is to allow us to bring everybody, all Buddhists together, back to a common platform, so that all Buddhists, not only those from Subangjaya as JBA members, including all the other groupings and various Buddhist groups, which at the moment, if I'm not wrong, they all have their own respective vision, mission and activities. And all these are very important and very good, nothing wrong. The only thing I see lacking is the integration part. We have to integrate them into one big and great family, which the Buddha called Kayanamitaship or Dhamma family. We can then temporarily do away with all the religious and society symbols. Then as Kayanamita, we don't have to call ourselves as from SJBA, from Brickfield, Mahavihara, Nalanda, Sentul, Sri Lanka, Buddhist temple, or whatever. All this, if we are not careful, can lead to unnecessary division and misunderstanding. Since Brother Teo's Kayanamita is just an informal grouping of Kayanamitas, hence any Buddhist or free thinker who share our vision can register on this website or join us in all activity. There is no need for membership fee. All our activities are funded by volunteers and our own Kayanamita funds. Then the Avijja Sutta, you go and read yourself. Huh? This one is to teach you how from ignorance you fall, huh? And why heedfulness is very important. Then listening to true Dhamma, having association with good Dhamma friends and spiritual friends is the basis of enlightenment. Without this, you cannot. Then the last part I would like to read to you is Brother Teo's Kayamita's core attribute and value, means all your view. Your core attribute should be this. I think most of you know, but now I put it in words so that you understand what you are supposed to do as Kayanamita. We are supposed to heed the Buddha's advice to develop the clear understanding of the below words of wisdom spoken by him. Words of wisdom of the Buddha extracted from Dhammapada. Dhammapada was on avoiding all evil, do good, and purifying the mind via having right view with regards to the law of karma and the understanding that we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. So you have to understand Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, the twin verse on mind, so for and all things. Then Dhammapada verse 183 on the advice of the Buddha. Then Dhammapada verse 21, 22 and 23 on the heedfulness of Appamattavaggas, or heedfulness Dhammapada verses. Then the last one is the Buddha's advice before his parinibbana, Appamadena Sambuddheta, strive on with heedfulness. Then the second attribute is to have Dhamma friends and noble friends to walk the path of Dhamma with great sincerity, faith and perseverance, to realize the noble teaching of the Buddha leading to personal transformation, character-wise, personality-wise and wisdom-wise. Then third attribute is to strive on with heedfulness with great determination, to be ever mindful and constantly meditative to cultivate noble eightfold path as taught by the Buddha. Fourth attribute is to be ever mindful to keep the five precepts as advised by the Buddha diligently. The fifth attribute is to develop unshakable faith in the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha via avoiding the fools and the heedless and constantly associating with only the wise and the virtuous. The sixth attribute is to cultivate diligently the understanding of the following essential Dhamma: what constitutes evil, the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, the five daily contemplation, the five spiritual faculty and mental hindrance, the three right views, the four noble truths, the 12 link, Paticca Samuppada, the four right effort. what constitutes right thought, right speech, right action, and right living. The four foundations of mindfulness, the seven factors of enlightenment. Yeah. Then the rest you can read about it on the Kainamita Fund, how it can help you all and other things. Yeah. So maybe I just read the first part. The setting up of the Tuesday class and Thursday class Kainamita Fund was first mooted by our teacher, Brother Teo, in the year 2005, with the sole purpose of helping all the Kainamitas to have this special condition to progress along the path of Dhamma. These funds are unique because only this Kainamita Fund can donate towards the following wholesomeness or activity done by us. So you go back and read all this. They are all very beautiful, and where we make our donation and develop all this wholesomeness affinity. Then the above Kainamita Fund's wholesomeness together with other wholesomeness that arise, we are joining any of our weekly and other Dhamma and spiritual activity, can bring forth great causes and conditions for all Kainamitas to have the special merits and blessing to walk the path of Dhamma much more successfully and with ease. So this is how the website is being set up. And hopefully after that you can understand. Then you can go in and see all our activity, people to contact, our publication, our video, our even spiritual trip sharing, the photos and all those things. So all these are all in the website. Then our publication also, they are all there. Then there are other various type of important notes. Okay, with this I think we can end. So we will do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit. Then you can have your birthday song after that. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Let us now recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have developed. And let us now share and transfer this merit with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasatta cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana itta wata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati sidiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo itaira punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nirvana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, very good. Pay respect mindfully to Triple Gem and all those great beings to cultivate affinity, and we, after that we can end. Forgot, can we have a quick photo for our website, for something for us to put in the website? I tell you what, the crowd is too big. Can somebody come and take right here? Come, take you sit down, just the place you are. We take some there, take a few, then we take one main one here. Then later on, maybe we divide into batches to just take him. Jin Hao, yeah. Okay. No, you come over here. Or other Kainamita also can take. The rest sit down. Sit down. You can take from various corner. Take some shot. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sadhu. Yeah. Sadhu. 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 Yeah. Really. Yeah, take the author also. Don't forget the author. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Never mind, never mind. No, take there also. Then, why not we have a quick one? We break into two groups. One group come, then we take one photo, then another group come, and we take another one. Because this place is too small. Never mind, never mind. Take the author. Author, take already. Yeah, the author. Author. Taken, the author now. Okay. All the offering, yes. Okay, come, quick one. This side one all come. This side one all come.
Come, quick. Come, let's see.